Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Dalet. And we go to Gimel Amid Beis. Yesterday we had a lot about Inyani Shemitah, which continues a little bit today before we get back to the major topic of this parak, and that is this Pesachta, which is Chol HaMoed. But again, the Mishnah brought in Shemitah, and so did we. So the last point we were talking about was the concept of Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Mesachah Shvius that there were different times for different growths, for Stei Ilan and a Sadei Lavan, how long we have until the previous year. In year 6 of Shemitah, how long do we have until we are allowed to plant? And yeah. At a certain point in history, it was created, that din. We'll have to talk about today at what point. We originally thought it was a machlokas. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made it up. And later on, Rabbi Gamliel and Beis Dino were able to be mevatel it, which then led to the Gemara's question, how could they be mevatel it? We have the rule, Ein Beis Din Yachol Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro, Elim King Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo V'Minyan. So one could only be mevatel an earlier Beis Din's law if they are greater b'chachmo v'minyan. And Rabbi Gamliel, who says he was greater than Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says that really there was a built-in t'nai originally, the suggestion. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Really, it was a halach Moshe Mesinai. It's even earlier. So the Gemara says, the maskana that we ended off with yesterday is that the halach Moshe Mesinai was for the month before, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel added, and that's all Rabbi Gamliel knocked out. The addition to the addition, the extension to the extension, that's what was knocked out because there was a built-in t'nai. There is an interesting day, an important day in Tosfos and Mesachas Yevamos, where Tosfos says that it could be that the principle of Ein Beis Din Yachol Levatel does not apply in areas of Dinei Mamonos. Doesn't apply. It's a two-line Tosfos. Short Tosfos in Ayin Tesa Mabez. Ein Ze Mevatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro Dehefker Beis Din Haya Hefker. Because of the power that Beis Din has in monetary law, Hefker Beis Din Hefker, Machlokas in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, what exactly that means, does it mean to be Mafkir, does that also give power to be Machna it to somebody else, it's a Machlokas based on two different Psukim, but Tosfos says, because of that power, so later Beis Din can do whatever they want, because it has to do with monetary matters. So, based on that Tosfos, is this a monetary matter? Shvius, it has monetary ramifications, but is it a monetary matter? If it is, then one would have to say, yesh v'yesh. There are sometimes that Beis Din has the authority and sometimes it doesn't have the authority. There are other chilukim given. If you look on the Sharm Siyana Balacha here, Rabbi Bruan also discusses other chilukim and limitations. Sometimes we find Beis Din is mevatel, right? Even in the Rishonim, right? We discussed in the past Tosfos and Beis on Daf Lamed, where Tosfos discusses that one is allowed to clap and the dance and all the other actions that were usur midrabanan bizman hamishnah because of gzeirah shem yisakin klei shir. And Tosfos says it's mutter. Tosfos doesn't say the actual playing the musical instruments is mutter, but the extension of that, the clapping and the dancing and the others, and the Ramah quotes that Tosfos, though other Achronim wonder where Tosfos got it from, because Ein Beis Din Yachol Levatel, but obviously Tosfos feels that this is an example where one can be Mevatel, and other examples about the Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Beitza discusses Yayim Mayim Megulim, the uncovered water that is left, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Tosfos, which says that Bezman Hazeh, we don't have to worry about Mayim Megulim, which the Groh is Machmer on, but Tosfos, another example where it's Beis Din is Mevatel. So even though our Gemara, and most Gemaras assume that Ein Beis Din Yachol Levatel, there are some exceptions to the rule based on that Tosfos in Yevamos and Tosfos in Beitza and elsewhere. You can look here in the Sharem Sanam Balacha who catalogs some of those examples. Good. So we are pick up five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Vahani Hilchasa Ninu, Kroi Ninu. So first we thought it was a Beis Shammai Beis Hillel source. Then we thought it was a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai source. Now the Gemara says, it's not based on Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, the idea of Tosefes Shvius, but it's based on Psukim, Kroi Ninu. The Psukim, what do you mean? Titznan, Bacharish, it's a Titania. Bacharish, Vakatsir, Tishbos, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein, Sarech Lomer, Charish, Vakatsir, Shel Shvius. Rabbi Akiva understands those Sukkim in Shmos Perag Lamed Dalet. It can't be talking about Shvius, which is the context, Shaharik Farnemar, Sadech Halosis, Rav Chaim Halosis. It already says in the Psukkim that we discussed yesterday, Parshas Bahar, you're not allowed to be Zoreya or Zomer. So it says Bacharish, Vakatsir. And it continues, right, no kitzira or betzira. So Ella, what must that pasuk be referring to? Ella charis shel erev shvius shenichnas l'shvius tomatosefes. Right, erev shvius, what you plow during erev shmita that goes into shmita, that's also aser. The katzir shel shvius sheyatzel motzoi shvius, and katzir, what you harvest in motzoi shvius, that started off in shvius. So you see the concept of tosefa shvius both before and after. So you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a pasuk that we have tosefes shvius. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael argues, he says no, becharish v'katzir does not have to be talking about that. Says Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharish Rishus, Avkatzir Rishus. Just like plowing, by definition, is always a Rishus. There is never a plowing that is a mitzvah. Harisha has to be Rishus. So why is Harisha and Ketzira put in the same pasuk as a Hekesh? Macharish Rishus, just like Harisha, is always a Rishus. And that's why it is Usur on Shabbos. Avkatzir Rishus, so too, harvesting, only harvesting that is a Rishus is included in the pasuk that it's Usur on Shabbos. Bacharish Vakatzir Tishbos. Yotza Ketzir HaOmer Shi Mitzvah, excluding. If you'll ever have a harvesting that is a mitzvah, that is allowed to be done on Shabbos. That is Docha Shabbos, and that is the Ketzir HaOmer that we do on the second day of Pesach when we bring the Karban HaOmer. That's Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how we understand the Pasuk. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you see that Tosef HaShviz is based on a Pasuk. So how can the Gemara say it's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? It's a Pasuk, you don't need the Halacha Moshe. You don't need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's interesting, Tosis formulates, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Why does one darshan one way, one darshan the other way? Says Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud, second to last line, the Azul Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva says, Im Eino Inyan L'Shabbos Taneu Gabe Shvius Ubimashmol Shabola Hachmer V'lola Hakel. Rabbi Akiva assumes that this pasuk is saying an Avera. Bachar V'chazir Tishmos is telling you something chamor. It's being machmir on you, says Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, regarding Shabbos, it can't be referring to, so it's talking about Shvius. V'lo boy look me v'Shabbos k'Rabbi Yishmael l'hakel t'hach yadifale. And even though Shabbos is the context, I'd rather not, says Rabbi Akiva, learn it like that, because then it would end up being a kula. I don't want to say a kula. I think this pasuk is a chumrah. Because I think it's a chumrah, it can't be referring to what its pashtus is talking about Shabbos. It must be talking about Shemitah, and we're machmir to include Tosefes Shvius. And Rabbi Yishmael says the opposite. Yishmael says, no. The most important factor is to try to keep it in its proper context. It sounds like Shabbos. It smells like Shabbos. It must be talking about Shabbos. It comes out that there's a kula. Okay. But even though it sounds like it's telling you an Avera, an Isser, I would rather keep it in its proper context and learn it as a Kula. Rabbi Shmuel, Adifalei, Lu'ukme B'Shabbos, T'pashti T'kra Mayribe. I'd rather learn it about Shabbos because that's the simple interpretation of the Pasuk. V'yafilu L'Hakel. Even though it's a Kula is going to come out of it, right? Meaning it's allowing a Ketzira Shel Mitzvah, Mi Lu'ukme B'Shvius, rather than learning it about Shvius, D'lo Mayribe O'Lahachmir, which is not being referred to in the Torah. So those are the last two lines of Tosfos Shaharei, tells me what's starting point one in terms of drasha, which is the most important part of the pasuk. Is it the context, or is it what is this pasuk really coming to do, to be machmir or to be mekel? And whichever step is the first one, that impacts what is going to be the actual drasha. That's a crucial Tosfos to understand the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, we're back to the question. You see, it's a pasuk, not just a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So answers the Gemara, Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you're right. Ki gemiri hilchasa l'mishre yalda. The halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is what allows, what we called yesterday the Eser Netios, allows watering up until Rosh Hashanah of young plants that were just planted that really need it. And if you don't plant it, they're going to die. Cry l'meiser zakena. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is telling you the heter. The pasuk is telling you the yisur. So you have a pasuk that says something is asur. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai comes and tells me the heter. Says the Gemara, v'kima de hilchasa l'mishri yalda lama mele zakena asura. I still don't need the pasuk. Once you know the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is going to tell you a heter, obviously that presupposes that there's something that's asur. So you don't need the pasuk to say it's aser. If the halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells you this is mutter, smash for everything else is aser. So says the Gemara, Ella Maskana, Hilchasa L'Rabbi Yishmael, Koy L'Rabbi Akiva. Okay, L'Maskana, You're right. When we mentioned before, earlier, that it was based on a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that was according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva holds that's a pasuk, so it's a machlokas about this halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. 2 points, one local one and one general one. First, the local one, and that is, what does it mean? What's Tosefes Shvi'as after Shemitah? So before Shemitah, we know, what's Tosefes? If I'm doing any work now that is affecting 70-year fruit, that's Tosefes and it's Aser. If it still affects 60-year fruit, then it's okay. That's Tosefes. But again, remember, it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, as we'll see again soon. Number one. Number two is, the question is, what about after Shemitah? So what is it? What is Katsir Shal Shvias to Yatzal Mosoi Shvias? So Rashi says, what does that mean? Katsir Shal Shvias, it means something, not Rashi here, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, where this comes up, it means Tvua that grew a third during Shemitah. If it grew Havah Shlish during Shemitah, so that's what the pasuk is referring to. Asks the Ritva, asks the Meiri, there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, you don't need the halacha of Tosefes, that's Shemitah Mamish. If I have something that ripened during Shemitah, and now it's after Shemitah, I need a halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai or a pasuk to tell me, oh, that's Kedusha Shvias. Of course that's Kedusha Shvias. It grew during Shemitah. It doesn't have to fully grow during Shemitah. So, what does this mean? If you argue with Rashi, Katsir Shal Shvias, Shias l'moshe Shvias, so the Ritva himself has an amazing Havamina there. He says, of course you know it has Kedusha Shvias, but the Havamina is that even if it has Kedusha Shvias, maybe you would have thought you're allowed to harvest and work the land in the normal way right after Shemitah. You're right, the fruit might have Kedusha Shvias. You have to treat it with Kedusha, and if with any of its remainder, you have to treat in a, put it in a separate container. And if I mentioned before, Rav Rimon writes in his Sefer that we shouldn't call it two garbage cans, right? A garbage can and a Shemitah garbage can, right? We should call it, there's a garbage can and the Pach Shemitah, Kedusha Shvias. It's not a garbage can, right? It has Kedusha. That's why we treat it differently, right? Even though it looks like garbage toss, it's just peels and pits, but we have to realize that it is not. It should be labeled as Kedusha. And he says you shouldn't even put it right next to the other garbage can. Put it on the counter, put it somewhere else where garbage is not usually kept, because that is not what we're doing here. We have a container of Kedusha Shvias. It says the Ritva, that's the Havamina, that maybe it has Kedusha, but there's no Isser of Avodas Karka, right at the Shemitah. That's the Chiddush of Tosefes Shvias, that even after Shvias, there's an Isser of Avodas Karka, there's not just Kedushas Peiros. That's what he says there in Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, not in Moikata. That's what he says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes, where he has the line, after quoting Rashi, it's already Perishvias. The Yeshlomar, Tahachala, Hutzrachu, Lasser, Haperos, El Lasser, Kol Avoda, Basade, Sheyeshba, Baosar, Kotzer, Bosoy, Shvias, Ashish Shalim, Osa Tfuah. That's the Chiddush, says the Ritva, there in Mesaches Tainus. Okay, let's continue now with the other general point. And that is the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Gemara's maskana here is that there is a machlokas whether Tosefes Shvias is based on a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai or based on a pasuk. Really, there's a machlokas about the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. There is a comment of the Rambam that we've touched on a number of times in the past. It's the Rambam in his Akdama to Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam describes the roots and the categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Says the Rambam, there are five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Five. What he calls, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Number three, everything learned out with the Yud Gimel Midos. Number four, Takanos. Number five, Gzeros. Those are the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam starts off by going through, what's the difference between the first two categories? A Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? What's the difference between those two? Says the Rambam, V'ze ikar yesh l'chol lamod al sodo, v'hu, sha'apirushim ha'mekubolim mipi Moshe, k'moshe amarnu midivrehem, ein machlokas ben b'shum ponim. Both, he's going to say this in a minute, both category 1 and 2 don't have a machlokas about them. There's never a machlokas about a pirush ha'mekubol mipi Moshe Rabbeinu or halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Shaharei, me'oz v'ad ata. He says, from time immemorial, lo matzanu machlokes shenafla bezvaman azmanim mi mos Moshe ad Rav Ashi ben hachachamim. There's never been a machlokes kidei sheyomar echad hamotzi ein chaveru otzias eino. Nobody's ever said that ayin tachas ayin is literal. The Gemara discussed what the makar is, but there's no shita out there that says it's literal. The Yomar Hasheni Ein Ra LaKofer Belvad Shechayev Lases, and the other one says, oh no, it only means money. Or V'lo Matzono Gamkin Machlokes. There's no machlokes that when the Torah says pre eitz hadar that it's not an esrog. The Gemara says has a havamina and you have a limud, but once you have that limud, it's a pirish hamakubal. The Gemara never calls this halach Moshe B'Sinai. It's a pirish hamakubal mifi Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's no machlokes about it. V'lo Matzono Gamkin Machlokes Beitz Avos Shuhadas V'lo Matzono Machlokes Diber Yakasev Katzoses Kapa Shu Kofer. All of these psukim. There's never machlokes about it. And the Rambam says, though, you have many other cases where the Gemara calls it a halacha Moshe Misinai. Like here, Eser Netios and Arava and Nisach Hamayim. The Rambam says, both of them don't have a machlokas about them. What's the difference between them? The first one, says the Rambam, if I would have given you 100 years, you might have been able to figure this out from the Psukim. You could have figured it out from the Psukim. Pre-Eitz Hadar. Maybe, why shouldn't that mean an Esrog? Right? Ayin tachas ayin. Who says literally an I? It could be that I could have figured it out. Says the Rambam, Halacha Moshe Misinai, if I would have given you 1,000,000 years, there's no way you could have come up with this. Kizayis. Why is the kizayis an amount that's a maisa achila? Shiurin, mechitzin, chatzitzin. Nisoch hamayin. I would have made up that avoda. Right? Arava. Chibet arava. I wouldn't, there's no way. I have no idea. Says the Rambam, that's the difference between the two categories. Hachel Karisha Pirshim Kubi Moshe Rabbeinu Yesh Lam Remes Bakasuv O Efshar Lhotziem Baderach Svara V'Zein Bo Machlokas Avokishi Yomar HaEchad Kach Kibalti Yistalek HaDavar Hachel Kasheni Hei Madinim Shenemer Bohem Alach Moshe B'Sinai V'Ein Ra'ayos Aleihem Kamoshe Zacharnu V'Ze Kamochein Ein Cholek Alav. That's the key line for us. The Chavos Yair has a 5-page shuva about this line in the Rambam. There are 20 cases in the Gemara that is a machlokas about a halacha Moshe Misinai. So what's the Rambam talking about? Here's one of them. Right here. Whether Tosefa Shvius is a halacha Moshe Misinai or not. Unless you say, what it means is that it's a machlokas about the halacha. Here everybody agrees that there is Tosefa Shvius. The machlokas is, what is the source for it? Okay, so maybe this one you could get out of in that way. But there are many others. Tsroros. Beginning of Vesechus Baba Kama, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So then Netziv says, the Gemara never says the word Halacha Moshe B'Sinai there. The Gemara says, Gemara Gemiri La. Which Rashi and Tosfos say means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But maybe the Rambam doesn't. But there are other problems where the Gemara explicitly says it. So one has to, every time we want us to work on the specific case to try to fit in this Rambam. It's a difficult Rambam, but that is what he says right here about Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. Just once we're on the topic and we have the Rambam open, just one other ha'ara that Rav Soloveitchik made, and that is, there is a machlokes in Gittin Daf Samach, whether Rove of the Torah is Torah Shebechsav or Rove of the Torah is Torah Shebalpeh. Machlokes. Obvious question. Rove is Torah Shebechsav? Of course not. There's one book, Torah Shebechsav, Tanakh. Everything else is Torah Shebalpeh. 99.9% of the base medrash is Torah Shebalpeh. What do you mean? How could there be a daya out there that says Rov is Bichsav? So says Rav Soloveitchik, it's based on this Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam says category 3 of Torah Shebal Peh is everything that's learned out from Drushas Chazal. Kal Vachomer, Gzeir Shava, Hekish, Klal Prat, all the tools that Chazal use. Is that called Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? It's a Torah Shebal Peh tool, but it's learned out from Sukkim. So said Rav Soloveitchik, that's the machlokas amoraim. If that's most of the Torah. Out of the 5 categories, category 3 is the biggest. That's almost all of Shas. So the question is that categorized as Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh? That's the machlokas amoraim in Gittin Daf Samach about what is Rov. Ruba Bichsav Umiyat Alpeh or vice versa. That is how you explain it. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, 8th line or so. Rabbi Yochanan has a totally different shot than what we've said. What we say till now, there was an original Tosefes, Shvius, and then Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dino, was Mivatalit. Says, based on their power of being rabbis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dino, Midoraisa Batalahu. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezel were Mivatalit based on Psukim. That's why they were Mivatalit. My time up. Gomar Shabbos, Shabbos, mi Shabbos Bracious. They learned a Hekish from Shabbos Bracious, comparing Shvius to Shabbos, right? Shabbos of the land and Shabbos of creation. Ma Lahalon, hi Asura. Lefaneu l'achareho mutarin, just like Shabbos Bracious, what we call Shabbos. It's usur, but not before and after. Afkan, he asur, lefaneu l'achareho mutarin. So too, Shvius. There's no such, that mean they, he darshined the pasuk that there's no such thing as Tosefes Shvius. Let's continue before we talk about that line, which is also a very difficult line. Maskav l'Ravashi, mandamer hilchasa, asai gzeir shava, akra hilchasa. One second. We either said it's a halacha moshe b'sinai or a pasuk. So Rabbi Gamliel could take his own drasha and uproot either halacha moshe b'sinai or a pasuk. So somebody who said halacha moshe b'sinai, he could uproot it based on this gzeir shava or this hekish. Umandamer kra, asai gzeir shava, akra kra. The Gemara is calling it Gzeir Shava, right? Because it's Shabbos. So, question mark. So you're saying it's based on a pasuk, but how could he do that? How could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel something based on a pasuk if it was earlier based on a pasuk? So Gemara says, Ela Amar Ravashi, third and final pshat, Rabbi Gamliel beisino savar like Rabbi Yishmael. Damar Hilchasa Gemirula. No, they hold like Rabbi Yishmael that it is a halacha moshe b'sinai, but inherently it's limited. V'chi Gemiri Hilchasa b'zman ser beis hamikdash kayim. The halacha moshe b'sinai is that this only applies when there is a beis hamikdash. Dumya denisach hamayim. Similar to nisach hamayim, Rashi points out. After all, why were these three set as a team? Right, what did we say? The bottom of the previous Amid. Esenetiyah, Zarov, and Isachamayim. What do those three have to do with each other? So at least in one sense, just like the other two only apply to Zman HaMikdash, that's Mora on the third one that is also only Bizman HaMikdash. So Tosefes Shvius only applies Bizman HaMikdash. Aval Bizman She'ein Bes HaMikdash Kayim Lo. But at a time, Bizman HaZeh, then there is no concept of Tosefes Shmita. We mentioned, Bezer, at the end of the shiur yesterday, that there are certain limitations before Shemitah, Bizman Hazeh, but not because of the halacha of Tosefes Shvius. It's based on other limitations, that we need growths not to take root during Shemitah. Not because of the din of Tosefes Shvius, but we don't want it to take root during Shemitah. And that's why you have to do it at least 2 weeks before, but because of Hilchas Arla, where we learned that it has to be at least a month to be considered a year, Chodesh Bashana Chashav Shana, so it has to be 2 weeks and 30 days. So 44 days, certain items already passed, Tu B'Av, 44 days before Shemitah, there are some limitations. But again, not because of the first Mishnayis and Shvius that discuss Tosefes Shvius. Okay, going back to what we said a couple of lines ago, which might have jumped out at you as it did to the Rishonim. What did the Gemara say? We compare Shvius to Shabbos. Just like Shabbos doesn't have Tosefes, so to Shvius. Really? Shabbos doesn't have Tosefes? The Gemara said, that's the Gemara's Lashon. Mala halon, hi asura, lefaneha ulachareho mutarin, just like by Shabbos, only it's us, or not before and after. What is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says, three or four other places, explicitly, there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. What's this Gemara talking about? You want to say it's a machlokes? Machlokes asogis, that's very difficult. Maybe that's how the Rambam understood it. Maybe. Why? One of the mysteries in all of Mishnah Torah. The Rambam does not quote Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yantif. The only place he quotes it is in one context of Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur. That's it. That's the only. The Rambam doesn't quote it by Shabbos. It's a tremendous mystery. All the Achronim try to figure out what the Rambam means by not quoting. He knew the Gemara. What he thought this Gemara is authoritative. This Gemara doesn't even have a Shita. It's a Limud. Very, very difficult to say this is the source for the Rambam, but maybe this is also, this Rambam Shita, or lack thereof, is the reason for why the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, Rei Samach Aleph, Yesh Omrim, Shetzarek Lahosif Michol HaLakodesh. Some say you have to add on Michol HaLakodesh, and he goes through all the halachas of Tosefes, which start from Plaga Mincha. Says the Bir Halacha, why does he say Yesh Omrim? Who argues? Yesh Omrim means some people. What some people don't say? Yesh Omrim, he says, to give cover for the Rambam. Nakdu Balashan Yesh Omrim. Mishum Shah Da Rambam Cholik Alzeh. Kamoshim Avur Beis Yosef. Right? Like the Beis Yosef says. He says, Vitzarech Iyungsas. Bidvar Shakasa of Damaskanis Tosfus. Gamhuka Rambam. Vedim Avur called Kachshon Barash Hashan of Daftes. Moika and Daftalid. Betosfus. He says, look at Tosfus. Muchach Behedya. There is Tosefes. Right? He quotes Artosis. Artosis asks the same Kasha. But what are you talking about? There's no Tosefes. Second Tosefes. V'kasha. V'ha mafkina mikrom emesechas yoma berk basra. T'tzorach lasos Tosefes gabi Shabbos. Bein bekinisasa, bein misiyasa. Lo sivim michal ala kodesh. Tosefes asks, Ika lameymar. Ha'hu purta lo kachashiv. Kivin de lo havi ela kolshehu. It's just a moment. How much do you need for Tosefes? It's just a little bit. What are we talking about? A month. We're talking about, compared to a month, a moment is like nothing. So the Gemara doesn't really mean it, that there is no Tosefes by Shabbos. It just means that it's not a significant amount, like a month. That's all the Gemara means here. That is what Tosefes says. If you look in the, which is also interesting, is there a shear for Tosefes d'oraisa? There is a Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz in Beis Daf Lamed, which says half an hour. Why? Because whenever you have a concept of samuch, it's always half an hour. Samuch l'mincha, and they're doing mitzvos. So it's always half an hour. That's what samuch means here in his view. But other poskim don't quote that. Dafke half an hour. But we hold that it's 18 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. So if you say that, so maybe Tosfos is right, meaning it's all relative. The Ravid here, in the Tosfos Arash, has a lundish suggestion. The Ravid says, here in the Tosfos Arash, the Ravid, Hiksha Ravid, he quotes the same question as Tosfos, the Tirates, the high Tosefes Shemosif in Michol al Hakodesh, Eino Ella Bein Hashmasos Shelahen, Shehu Aser, Vitzarech Lahafzig Ma'at Kodem Bein Hashmasos, Kedei Shelo Yikanes Labayis Beis Hasafek, Aval Min Havadai, V'Shelo Machmas Hasafek Lo Asrin Amle, V'Ilo Hacha Le'Asrin Ameikara V'Asayu V'Shara. Says the Ravid, Alumdus, what is that? Other Tosefes, by Shabbos, Tosefes is B'Torah Safik, B'Torah Siag, B'Torah Geder. You don't want to get close to Shabbos, therefore you have to be Machmir. It's a Siag. Masha'en Kain, what's our Tosefes? B'Torah Vadai. Like we spoke about yesterday, maybe this Tosefes tells us that Shemitah starts early. That's the pshat of Tosefes. It doesn't mean just a Gzeira Mishum. Right? A gzeira versus a takana, so to speak. Says the Ravid, that's what the Gemara means. By Shabbos, aloi mishum gzeira. Unlike here, it's mishum safek. Unlike, so to here, it should be mishum safek, not mishum vadai. Right? If this, according to this, this opens up what we like to talk about in Tosefes in general. The Lechach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel, says in Klau Ches, right, this is one of the examples of a siog d'oraisa. Now he lists off 18 examples. Of, though we normally are familiar with a siyag meaning derabanan, the Torah says A, and the Rabbanan say, well, you can't do B because it might lead to A, but you have a number of examples where you have a concept of a siyag d'oraisa as well, where the Torah would say, A is usur, because we don't want you to come to B. Right, the first one he quotes, one of the more well-known ones, is the Ran, the first page in Psachim, Daf Aleph of an Aleph, the Dafei Arif, the Ran says, you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house on Pesach, Bal Yoreh B'Yimatzeh, because the Midoraisa, because the Torah doesn't want you to come to eat it. Right? So it's a Siag D'Oraisa. So says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is also a Siag D'Oraisa, as the Gemara says. Here's a quote from this Gemara, he quotes it from the Medrash, that Rashi quotes back in Parshas Bereishis, where the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact time, and therefore he goes into Shabbos exactly. V'yachulu Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzva'am. But we don't know, so we have to start earlier. That's the concept of Tosefes, because it's all a siyag, right? That's exactly what this Ravid highlights also, the message of this Medrash. But again, there are a lot of other examples, just to mention two others that, we mentioned in the past. And that is the first Kesef Mishnah. The first Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Tumas Meis. Where the Kesef Mishnah discusses a totally different context, not related to Tumah V'Tahara. The Rambam, what is this doing there? The Rambam says that there are two out of the three ways that a mace could be metameh you are explicit in the Torah. Tumas Masa is mipi Hashmua. Walking into an oel of a mace, that's a pasuk in Chumash. Touching a mace is a pasuk in Chumash. But we know a mace could also make me metameh if I carry it without touching it and without being under the same roof. How do you know that? How do you know Masa? So you learn that from a Shmua, Mipi HaShmua. And the Rambam quotes a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer, which we're not going to read right now. But then the Rambam says, Ein Tumas Masa B'meis B'divrei Sofrim El Din Torah. It's a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa, even though it's not Mefurish. V'Yir Eli. And then the Rambam says, and it appears to me, Shezeh Sheshasak Mimena Akasov. Why does the Torah say that does not, what does the Torah not list off carrying a mace as one of the ways to become Tameh? Kedarsha Shasak Mi'isra Abbas. It's just like in the Arayos, in Parshas Achremos, the Torah says, a man is not allowed to live with his granddaughter. Doesn't mention daughter. There's no Mefurish Pasuk that says Ervas Bito. Right? It's Ervas Bas Bito. Why does the Torah not say that? Lefisha Asar Beferish, Afilu Bas Abas. Well, it says Bas Abas. So Bas is the first step to Bas Abas. That's also Asar. Or, this is important for us, Vishasak Me Isar Achilas Basar Becholov. The Torah never says you're not allowed to eat Basar Becholov. Why? It just says you're not allowed to cook Basar Becholov. Well, if you're not allowed to cook Basar Becholov, obviously, because you're not allowed to eat it, that's even closer to you. So just like it left out eating Basar Becholov, just like it left out the Isser of Bas, Kach, Shasak, Mitumas Masa, Bemeis, so too it left out Tumas Masa, Bemeis, Lefisha, Tame, Beferish, Afilu, Allah, even Oel, if you're in the same roof, not only if you carry it. So that is the Rambam. On that Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, what, it's a Kalva Chomer? It's a kalva chomer. What if even cooking it, so surely eating it? But what do you mean? But how can you say that it is a? How can you say it's a kalva chomer? You know, ein onchin min hadin. Answers the Kesef Mishnah in one of his answers. Inami demashma shelo asra Torah lavashel ela kidei shelo yavolecho. No, it's a siog do raisa, says the Kesef Mishnah. The way that the Rambam understands it is that if there's an isser of cooking, that the not a kalva chomer, but it's the first step. Cooking must be usser because eating it is usser. Siog do raisa, offense do raisa, tumas meis. One other one, Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin, the first page in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, where Rashi says in Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, if a Kohen Gadol, Rachman al-Slan, loses his relative, the halacha is a Kohen Gadol cannot even become tumi meis, even for his seven relatives. Mina mikdash lo yetzei. Rashi says there, Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, in Sanhedrin, v'hainu da'azher kra, u'mina mikdash lo yetzei, mikdushasa lo yetzei, klomar yisrachig minakir, shelo yavo lidei tuma. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Here's another example. The Kohen Gadol can't even walk out, go to the Levaya, because he might come to become Tameh. A separate Isser, separate Pasik. Mina mikdash lo yetzei, mikdushasa lo yetzei. So again, that is example of a Siag Daraisa, but that's what we have here too regarding Tosefes Shabbos that we found in the Ravid quoted here in the Tosefes Arash. Adkan Shmita. Now we get back to Inyanim of Chol HaMoed, back to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Aval lo mimei hagashamim umimei hakilon. One is not allowed. Back to remember what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah was talking about the first of the five Heterim of Chol HaMoed. Isser Malach of Chol HaMoed, the first Heter is Dover Ha'avid. So Dover Ha'avid is mutter, you ought to be mashkin based ashlachin, but there's a limitation on the heter, and that is Tircha Yisera. We'll see that that is not a limitation on other of the heterim. But on this one, on Dover Ha'avid it is. So Avalo mimei hagishamim umimei hakilon, bishlama mei kilon ika Tircha Yisera. I understand why you can't use mei kilon. Kilon, as we mentioned, is a pail. They have to go all the way down and lift up the water. You're not allowed to do that because that's extra Tircha on Chalamawed. Ela mei gishamim mei Tircha ika. But rainwater, you have a puddle right there. Why can't you use the rainwater? What's the problem? So 2 days. Day one. Amar Rabbi La, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gezerah me geshamim, atu me kilon. A Gezerah. If we allow you to use me geshamim, then you might come to use me kilon, might come to use pale water as well. Water you have to take with a pail. Parenthetically, ask the Ritva. But according to the Rishonim, that the whole Isser of Malach and Chol HaMoed is Durabanan. Isn't this Gezerah? Even if I would take it in Mekilon, it would be Asr Durabanan. Says this is Xera Lexera. So says the Ritva, that famous line of Elokai Miha, Lokai Miha. Well, if I don't have this, it's all one big step. What's called Kulachad Xerahi. Meaning, the Gemara assumes that if I'd allow Mekshamim, it would automatically lead to Mekilon. And when they Asr Mekilon, they also Asr Mekshamim. Okay, that's answer number one. Rav Ashi Amar, Mekshamim Gufayu. No, it's the same thing. If you allow rainwater, well, the puddle is not so deep. Or, I should say this, it is deep, but you won't be able to take water from the surface the whole time. There will come a time when you'll have to go deep into the rainwater, and there you'll have to use a pail anyway. So that's why Megishamim is all Aser, because it is the same issue as Mekilon. So 2 days. Either Megishamim will lead to Mekilon, or it is Mekilon. And what's the machlokas? V'kamiflagi b'd Rabbi Zeira. And they argue about the heter of Rabbi Zeira. To Omar, Rabbi Zeira, Omar, Rabba, Bar Yirmiya, Omar, Shmuel. Naharos hamoshchin mayim me'agamim, rivers that bring water from the ponds, mutar lahashkos bem b'chol ha'shamoed. You're allowed to use a river for an chol ha'moed. You're allowed to take water from there. So mar islei d'Rabbi Zeira, Rav Ashi, the second opinion holds like Rabbi Zeira. Why? What does that mean, holds like Rabbi Zeira? The issue is that we are worried that it might dry up, and therefore here it's mutter, because it's not going to dry up, right? It's coming from a pond. Well, let's play Rabbi Zeira, and the other opinion would say that we don't hold like Rabbi Zeira, or Rabbi Yochanan would say, because it's a Zeira Atu. So even if it doesn't dry up, you know, we would still aser it and argue on Rabbi Zeira. Again, this is the issue, whether Mekishamim is aser Mishum Mekilon, again, we call it the pale water, but obviously it's the pale water that you are taking out of the well. Gufa. Weiter, first wide line. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Barash, Yirmi, Amar Shmuel, Naharos, Amosh Kamayim, Nagamim, Mutalashim, Mimacholosham, Mawed, as we just quoted. So if you have a river that's bringing water from a pond, you're allowed to bring from there, on Cholomawed, Eisve, again, in a case where there is a possibility of a davar of it. Eisve, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeira, Avalomi, Megisham, Avalomi, Mekilon. But 1 minute. Didn't the Mishnah say you're not allowed to bring from Mekilon? And Mekilon and Megishamim, and isn't the issue that we're worried that it might, be too much tircha? So Amar Le, Yirmiya Bri, he says, no, listen, Yirmiya, my son. Hani Agamim de Bavel, Kamai de Lopaskudami. Those Agamim, those ponds, they're never gonna dry up. They're never gonna dry up, so there's no worry. The issue is that they might become low, and you might have to reach down, but hey, you're not gonna have to reach down. It's not gonna be such tircha. And therefore, it's mutter. Period. Tana Rabbanon, Hapsikos Vabrechosh Nismalomayim Erev Yantif. If you have a ditch or a pool that was filled up with water from Erev Yantif, Asur Lahashkos Man Bechol Shamoid. You're not allowed to take from there, because that's Tircha Yisera. Right? It's taken from a ditch, going down and bringing it. Vimhaisa Amas Hamayim Overis Benei Mutter. But if there's an aqueduct, a water aqueduct passing right by there, it's Mutter. Right? The Ritva says, Lavdafka right by there, but near there. Meaning there's not so much tircha involved, it would be mutter. Amar of Papa, Fahusha Ruba Shalosa Sada Shosa Miosamas Mayim. The last heta that we just quoted is only if most of the field could be fed and watered from that aqueduct. So then, if you did most, so then even if it runs a little dry for the last miut, it's not such a great tircha, so it's okay. But if only a minority will be able to be fed by this water, so then you wouldn't be able to do it. And Rav Ashi Amar no, Afa Bishein Ruba Shalosa Sada Shosa. Even if most of the field will not be able to drink, still it's mutter. Why? Kiva Tukam Mashchava Asya. Since there's a constant flow, it's a river. Meimar Amar. The person will say Yiloshas Yilachad Yoma Tishdi L'Treilas Lasa Yomi. We're not worried. The guy's going to be do extra tircha because the guy will say, if I didn't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. There's a constant flow of water, and therefore I don't have to be worried so much. Period. Tana Rabbanon, Brecha Shunotefes Mayim, other types of permutations of cases. Brecha Shunotefes Mayim, Misada Beis Hashlachin Zu. If you have a Brecha pool that is dripping Mayim from one Sada that was watered, it drips into a Brecha. Zu, Mutaris Tashkos Mimene, Misada Beis Hashlachin Acheretz. I could take from there, from that Brecha, into another field. I have a Avida de Pascha, aren't you worried that it might dry up and therefore you might have to do extra Tircha, Amar Birmiya Vadaini Metaftefes. No, it's still dripping. Still dripping, there's no worry. It's no worry, right? Third wide line, fourth wide line of Rashi. Mi Beis Hashlochin Gavoa Latocha Brecha. Devadi Lapaska. The original source, the first top Brecha, that's going into the top Beis Hashlochin, is always there. No worry. Amar Abaya Vahusha Lapasak Mayan Rishon, right? That's the limit. As long as you have that top Mayan that's still there, so we're not worried that it's going to dry out. Period. Tanya, Rishon Menasi, Omer, Shtei Arugos, Zulamala Mizu. If you have two flower beds, one raised above another one, Lo Yadzle Min HaTachton of Yashkes El Yona, it's too much of a schlep to take water from below and bring it to the one above. That's too much tircha. So even though it's Davar HaAvid, tircha Yaseir is not allowed on Cholamoi. Yoser Alkein, Amar Belazar Bar Shimin, Afilu Aruga Achas. Even if you have one Aruga, Chetzi Namach VeChetzi Gavoa, part of it is higher than the other one. Lo Yalim Makam Namach VeYashkan Lakam Gavoa. You also can't go bring it from below to above, because again, that's Tircha Yaseira, even within one field. Tana Rabbanan. Next, according to certain Rishonim, we are now up to the second the second of the Heterim of Chol HaMoed. We're about to talk about Tzorech HaMoed. Tana Rabbanan. Madlin liyarakos kedei la'ochlam. What is that? A water and pour water on vegetables in order to keep them fresh, in order to eat them for Yantiv. Let's say it's Chol HaMoed. I don't want to eat them for Shmini Atzeres. So I could water them today because I'm going to want to eat them later and I want to keep them fresh. Vim bishvili aposan. But if I'm only trying to make them look nice for after Yantiv, Aser, that is Aser. So this line, at least according to Cern Rishonim, is Tzorech HaMoed. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos is printed on the top of Amud Beis. Turn the page for a minute at the top, Tosfos. Malni Yerakas, Tosfos says, Mimakam Amok, Kari Dil Dilui. Even, remember we had the Lashon before, Dilui is going from way down. V'af agav di'ika tircha yisera, bishvil lecha litiru. And even though it's tircha, a great tircha, it's still mutter. What is Tosfos telling us? An important chiddush, right? Number one we spoke about was Davar HaAvid. That's not allowed by Tircha Yaseira. But this is number two. Tzorech HaMoed, Tosfos says, even Tircha Yaseira is allowed. That's what Tosfos says right there. Very important understanding of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Third, last line. Ravina v'Rabba Tosfah havikaz li ba'urcha. They were going on the road. They were walking. Chazalahu gavar David dali davla b'chol demo adaya. A person was doing this. He was bringing up water on Chol HaMoed. Amar le Rabba, Rashi says it was from Steabal. Amar le Rabba, Tosfah Ravina, Lesi Alashamte, put this guy in Chayrim. What's he doing on Chol HaMoed? Amar le, Vatani Manali Rakas, Kedei La'ochlam. What do you mean? It says mutter. It says you're allowed to water the vegetables for Tzorech HaMoed. Amar le, Misaris, my Madla, Madla, Maya. You're misunderstanding. You think Madla means bringing water up? No. My Madlin Shlufe. Madlin means pulling out vegetables that are too tightly packed with each other. You're allowed to pull some out to eat, even though it's good, it's going to be good for the rest of them. Right? You're going to give them more space. That's what Madlin means. Kiditznan, like the Mishnah says in Peya. Hamedo b'kfanim. If somebody is taking out some of his vines because they're too tightly packed, and you want to give them more space to grow, kishem shu meidu b'shalok, achu meidu b'shalaniyim. Just like you're allowed to loosen and take some out of your own vines, you're also allowed to take some out of the aniyim's vines. Meaning, let's say there's Peya vines. Let's say there's other vines you're giving to the aniyim. So you're allowed to help them out too. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, Bishalo Rashoi, Vena Rashoi, Bishal Aniyim. No, no, no. Only your own, not of the Aniyim. Of the Aniyim, you have to leave that for themselves. Why? So you might say, some Rishonim say, well, Aniyim would rather have more of less quality. So don't take it out. The Aniyim want more. So even though you think you're helping them, that's not what they would want. If you look in the Bar Tanura, the Rav Bar Tanura there in Peya, in the seventh parak, he says, the machlokas is whether when I give matnas aniyim, are they considered my shutaf, or are they considered my kone? Shutfin or konim? If they're my shutaf, I can act based on their behalf. And therefore it's good for them, and I can take it out. My shegin, if they're, no, they're not my shutaf, I give it to them. They acquire it from me, then I can't touch it. Right there being kone, that's the machlokas, the svara, behind Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But either way, this is what Rabbi Tosfah said to Ravina. They have the wrong shot of Madlin. Madlin has nothing to do with water. He answers, Amalei, no. What do you mean with a brisa? Vatanya Madlin, mainly Yerakos, get la'ochlon. The brisa is the favorite water. Amalei, Tanya, Tanya. Okay, you got me. I guess if you say Madlin is talking about water, I'll have to agree with you. There is a machlokas, Tosfah Rashi and the Ritva. Do you have to actually want it? Or as long as it's ra'oi to eat, to take it out. What if you're taking out shlufe just to actually make them grow better? So the Ritva's lashon is, as long as it's ra'oi to eat, even if you're not doing to eat it, it would be okay. Which is an important for the principle of psik resha, which Beis Hashem will get back to soon. Let's continue. Venos and ugios likfani. My ugios, what are ugios? You can't do this on Chol HaMoed. I'm reviewed the binke, making ditches and ridges and furrows. Tani, I'm yachi Elohim ugios bedidin. Ditches, shebi kari zaysin, that are around the olives, shebi kari gafanim. Eini, is really, it's asur. For reviewed the Sharla b'nei Bartzi, soilamavid bankiler kamehon. He allowed it. Lokasha bachati habatiki. New ones are asur. Old ones that fell apart and you're just fixing them? That's mutter. Right, Rashi used this Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel to explain the difference between different types of hoeing, if you remember. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Osana Sa'ama, Ein Osana Sa'ama. You're not allowed to make an aqueduct of water on Chol HaMoed. Bishlama Moed, Mishim de Katarach, that's Tircha Yaseiras, you're not allowed to do that, but he says it on Shemitah too. El Shvias Maitaima, why can't I make a furrow in my ground in order to carry water during Shemitah? What's the Yisr? I'm not working the land. Pligi bar Rab Zeira v'Rabbi Abba bar Mamo. Machlokas. Chad Amar Rabbi Neshe Nira Ka'oder. Sasa Durabanan is Mara Zion. Why do you usually make a furrow in your field? To put seeds in. That's Aser during Shemitah. So it looks like you're doing that, so it's Aser. V'chad Amar Rabbi Neshe Machshir Agafeh HaLezria. And others say no, because when you furrow, you put the dirt that you dug out, the soft dirt, on the edges of what you just furrowed out, which is nice, soft earth, which can now grow things in. It's nice, soft earth, things are going to grow in it. So Machshir, you're being Machshir, you're getting ready the bangs for Zriya, and therefore it is Aser. My Beinayu, before we do Tosas, let's finish. My Beinayu, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? What if you immediately put water in right after you dig this furrow? If you say it's machshir agfei, there's still a problem because it's even better. It's even better for the growth. Now there's water there. Nobody hoes and adds water right away. So according to that opinion, it would be mutter. Why doesn't shita number one hold of shita number two? The answer is they do. This is a real nafkamina. What if you dig and you throw the dirt far away? You don't leave it on the edge. If you say you're getting the edges ready, so then there is no issue because there's no edges. You're throwing it away. But you still look like you're hoeing. Same question as before. Why doesn't shita 2 hold like shita 1? Oder nami kika shaka b'duchte manachle. No, it doesn't look like Oder, because even if somebody who hoes usually leaves the dirt right next to where he dug it up from. And therefore, it doesn't look like Oder, and that would be a real nafkamina. Period. Stop there for a moment. Important two days in Tosfos here, in Mipnei. What does it mean because you're getting the edges ready for Zriya? First day of Tosfos. V'nir'eis charisha mamish. First day of Tosfos is that this is also a Maris Ayin Shita. It looks like you're getting it ready. Very similar to the first day. But then Tosfos says, Inami Choshiv Le'avodas Karka Mamish. No, you're doing Avodas Karka. You're doing Avodas Karka. So therefore, you can't do this. Even though you don't have Kavana, your Kavana is just to dig a furrow. Mihu Malacha, he says, Tosfos, it's still a Malacha. Ay, Darvash Einam Eskavin, Tosfos says, Psikresha. Psikresha, even though you don't have Kavana. And the Rabbanan Tosfos says, argue. Kivan Dai Deshini, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says this. The Rabbanan say no. Since you're doing it through a Shinu, it's not the exact normal way of doing it, it's Lav Malacha. So this is a huge topic we alluded to yesterday already. The concept of a Psik Resha in the Shnas HaShemitah, right, in terms of an air conditioning dripping water on grass. But this is another example. Could be a Machlokas Tanoim right here about Psik Resha in the years of Shemitah. Okay, let's just finish up the last point in the Gemara. Ameimar masni la mibesh nirka oder. Ameimar assumed that the real reason for Blazim Nazariah was nirka oder vakashile, to Blazim Nazariah, to Blazim Nazariah, and therefore he had a machlokas tanoim within Rav Elazar ben Azariah. When Miyam Rav Elazar ben Azariah calls Nerek Oder Asur, right? Rav Elazar ben Azariah was the one who said this in the Mishnah, that it's Asur. It does, and if the reason is number one, that it's Nerek Oder, does he really say that's true for a mini? But the Mishnah says in Shvius otherwise, Osa Adam Azivla Otsar. A person can make a big pile of fertilizer during the Shemitah year. Just leave it in a pile. Because everybody sees it's a pile. It's not, you're not fertilizing. Rabbi Meir Omer Oser Achiyamik Shlosha Tvachem Oad Shiyagbiya Gimel Tvachem. Rabbi Meir says no. You got to do something to show, to make a nikar that it's Shemitah. You have to dig a 3-tefach hole or make a 3-tefach pile to put it on, and in that way shows that it is not doing mizabel. Hayelo davar muat. If you already had a little pile from before Shemitah, most of all, that you can just add on to that. That's no problem. Rabbazam Nazaria Oser, but he answers even that case. Achi yamik shlosho, achi yagbiya shlosho, achi yitin ala sela. Unless you dig, or you make a pile, or you put it on a rock. But what's the first suggestion? Sheyamik. Rabbazam Nazaria says you're allowed to be mamik? What about nirika oder? You just have the problem. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Zeirav, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Chad Amar Kagon Sheheemik. He doesn't mean that you're allowed to, it means that you did. As long as you already dug earlier Sheheemik, then you're allowed to put the pile of Zevel there. Then, the Chad Amar, Zivlo Mochiach Alav. And the other one says that you're right, usually your Blazim Azariah thinks there is a problem Marasayan, but here you have a huge pile of fertilizer. Who's going to think that you're fertilizing the field? Zibulo Mochiach Alav. Similar a line that we have later on, we'll see, B'Hashem, in the Masechta, on Daf Yudalad Amon Aleph, beginning of the third parak, we have a case about doing laundry on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara says there that if you only have one shirt, then you're allowed to do it. And it says, Chaluka Mochia Chalav. If it's clear what you're doing, then there's no issue of Maharis Ayin. The Sharam Sian Malacha, we'll start and we'll end with him today. He also says the Maharsham. Maharsham uses this, interesting, in a tshuva. And that is, let me just find it. He uses this in a tshuva. He quotes this there on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the beginning of that parak. The Maharsham in Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Beis was asked whether there's a kablan that was asked to do a certain malacha in a church. A certain malacha that's fix the plumbing or something in the church. Is he allowed to walk in there? So the Maharsham Paskin, as long as he wears his work clothes going into the church, right, he's wearing his plumbing clothes, his work clothes, his clay umanuso mochiach shenichnas lemalacha. And that's like zibulo mochiach alav or ezuro mochiach alav. Again, there are many tshuvas related to going to a church for various reasons. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Is a school allowed to rent out a room in the side of a church? Could somebody go to a gym that was in a church? Rav Moshe is machmer in all these cases. What if somebody's wearing t-shirt and shorts, right? Levusha mochiach alav. Rav Moshe doesn't mention that heter. He says that it's find some other place to do one's exercise. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, and we will pick up. Again, the next one will be from the last cycle. Be'ez Hashem will pick up next time after.